Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Last week, Pastor Reynolds brought a message asking the question, have you been saved or deceived? He talked about how many can be tricked into a false sense of security when it comes to their eternal standing before God. He encouraged you to go to God's Word, seek Him out, and make sure that you have been saved and not deceived. And in today's message, we'll be talking about sliding into paganism. And before you jump in and say, well, wait a minute, this whole thing about sliding into paganism, this message isn't for me. I'm never going to slide off into paganism. Just listen for a few minutes. Make sure you understand how easy some things can creep up on us. The devil is very tricky, and he always appears as an angel of light or in a way that looks good, but in the end, it'll turn out very badly.
American Heritage Dictionary defines a pagan as a person who is not a Christian, who is not a Muslim, who is not a Jew. A pagan is a person who does not adhere to the religion of a group or nation. Of course, there are no true pagans because everybody worships something. Even an atheist worships something. But this morning, I want to address the issue of the falling away from the worship of God Almighty to the worship of false gods. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 3 is our text this morning. The Bible says in this place, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth." Now, this first verse emphatically declares that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. Some shall give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. This is a very serious statement, so serious that Paul backs up his words with this expression, "The Spirit speaketh expressly." The word "expressly" means outspoken, distinctly, or very clearly, so no one has any kind of an excuse whatsoever. Notice also Paul's words in verse 1. Some shall depart from the faith. These people had to be in the faith to depart from the faith. Paul is warning Timothy about the slow downward slide into sin. Paul is speaking about the gradual turning from God, the slow but sure acceptance of wickedness that will come in the latter days. Let me read to you verse 1 again. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." In verse number 2, Paul asserts that those who give themselves over to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils are hypocrites whose consciences are seared with an hot iron. Now, the question is this: are you slipping into paganism? To be sure, it is important to realize that others may be slipping into paganism, but the most important point of all is to consider whether I am slowly slipping away from the teachings of God Almighty and falling for the teachings of false gods. All through the Old Testament, there is a solemn warning for Israel to stay away from Satan and his people. But Israel went away from the blessings of God. They went away from the prophets of God. And finally, Israel even went away from Jesus Christ himself. And because of this, Jesus Christ has turned to the Gentiles. Today, we have the same warnings in the New Testament for us who are Gentiles to stay away from Satan and his people. Satan is alive and well. Satan is like a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour. Think of how our society is accepting more and more sin as normal. This is a terrible situation. But the real question is not, what is society doing? The real question is, what am I doing? Am I accepting more and more of sin? It's like on TV. You remember the program Little House on the Prairie? That program is set about the turn of the century. This program involves a good deal of family life where the dad is the true head of the family. Dad takes the family to church, leads in home worship, provides emotional and physical support for all of the family members. Mother and dad are always working together for the betterment of the family, even to their own hurt. The result of mom and dad's commitment to bringing up their children God's way is easily seen in the program. The children grow up and marry. They have troubles, just like everybody else. But those troubles cause the family to grow closer to God and themselves. But there's another television program that you may watch sometimes. It's called The Waldens. It's set a little bit later in time. Dad is still the head of the home, but he does not go to church very much. You notice that? He is too busy making a living during hard times to lead in family devotions or take an active role in bringing up the children. Those duties have been delegated to Mom. She provides the family with emotional and spiritual support under most circumstances. But there are occasions when neither Mom or Dad have time to listen. The children then must discuss their problems with anybody they find nearby. The result of Dad's non-involvement in worship and family life is readily seen as the children grow up, get married, then get divorced, and move back home with their children. There was a time when there was a small test done. The lecturer chose 12 people, and he showed these 12 people two fleeting images, which was A and B. Each of these images was a straight line. Then the group was asked, one at a time, which was a longer line. Now, the lines were shown just for a fleeting instant. In reality, only one of the 12 was a genuine research subject. The other 11 were carefully briefed plants. The arrangement was that the subject, observed by hidden cameras, would be asked last. Now, despite the brevity of the exposure, no one reasonably trusting their senses should have been in any doubt that A was the longer of the two. As questioning commenced, the subject looked around him and became very relaxed and confident in his impending choice. The first plant, however, answered B as the longer line, as all 11 had been instructed to do. Our subject only registered mild surprise, but as the second, then the third, and also said B, one could see his composure crumble. As the B answers continued to roll in confidently and relentlessly, the stress visibly mounted, then seemed to relax as his turn drew closer. Finally, he confidently proclaimed the answer is to be B. But this is an amazing thing, because at the beginning, this fellow thought that A was the longer. He thought it was obvious to anybody that A was the longer line. But when everybody answered B, then he changed his mind. This is a remarkable thing, that men and women cannot stand up to peer pressure. After all, can they all be wrong? Must I be the one that is wrong? Why, no. You see, it's this tendency to abandon common sense, to abandon experience, to abandon ultimate reality itself in the face of the overwhelming social pressure of the herd has a lot to do with the sad state of the Christian church right here in the United States of America. There's no doubt about it that when people say a certain thing, that others would take that same occasion and they would believe the same thing. You see, it usually starts with a desire to gain academic respectability in order to gain accredited degrees. Whether a person is looking at the state for funds or accreditation, there is always a price to pay, namely capitulation to whatever standard is there. And these are invariably determined by the current herd mentality. You see, degrees in theology become degrees in not how to understand the true and living God who has revealed himself in the Bible, but it becomes a part of understanding how other people think. And this is wrong. God tells us that the herd is mostly in active rebellion against his word. So, not surprisingly, the herd dictates that the Bible is not to be seen as the book of true history. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, and verse 1 through 3, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Do you understand why this happens? Because every individual is not looking at the truth. They're just looking at what others think about the truth. It's very important that we all understand that we are accountable unto God and to God alone. Whenever we stand before God in judgment, he is not going to look around at the great crowd that we were there. But there's only going to be one standing there. But that's going to be me. I'm going to be standing there giving account to God for all the works that I've ever done. And you are going to be standing there by yourself. You're going to give an account to God for everything that you have ever done. Think about that. Just for a little while. Just think about that. And I pray that the Lord will help you to understand that you need to be true to God, because God's word is always right.
You know, as I listened to this morning's message, the thought occurred to me that it would be a good practice to sit down and write out all the different things that I do in a week. What TV programs I watch, what websites I visit, what news articles catch my attention, what books am I reading, and in each of these, we should go to the heart of what's being conveyed to us in each of these mediums of communication and decide if it's honoring to God. Are there subtle messages that are slowly pushing us away from the teachings of God? Remember how in Genesis it says that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. We know that the devil is going about seeking whom he may devour. Many times, it's not that people suddenly turn away from God, but that slowly over time, they get further and further away from him until one day, they look around and they wonder how in the world they got where they are. And if you need somewhere to come and to hear more about God's Word, we'd encourage you to come to our services at Independence Baptist Church. You'll find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We'll have Sunday school this morning at 10 a.m., followed by worship services at 11. And then this afternoon, we'll have a prayer meeting at 3:45, followed by worship services at 4:30. And then during the week, we also have a Wednesday night Bible study that will begin at 7 p.m. Well, once again, our time has slipped away from us. We pray that this message has been a blessing to you, and we ask that you be sure and join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for a message titled, "When Was the Church Organized?"